Shalom Mishpocha, Shalom family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, all the grandest shofar in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. Now, my guest, and you've probably seen him on CNN, on Fox, on CBN, Eric Steckelbeck. He's come out with a brand new book, The Brotherhood, America's Next Great Enemy. Eric, you came to the Lord, as I study it, God used your father, who had a great love for Bible prophecy, but he also used a book on prophecy by Hal Lindsey, like Great Planet Earth. The thing that intrigues me even more is what happened to you in 2008 in Israel.
You know, Sid, I have never heard the Lord. Unfortunately, I've never heard the Lord audibly in my ear. I wish he'd say, Samuel, Samuel, like he did to young Samuel. I wish. I'm waiting for that day. But the Lord has spoken powerfully to my heart on several occasions. And Sid, in November 2008, my very first time in the land of Israel, a lifelong dream, I went to the Western Wall, and I'm standing there. I'm trying to take it all in. And I feel powerfully on my heart, help my people. Now, he wasn't talking about the Amish people or the Mormon people. Clearly, in the land of Israel, God was talking about helping the Jewish people, the land of Israel and the Jewish people. And suddenly, Sid, it all made sense. This lifelong passion for Israel, for prophecy, a lifetime of friendships with Jewish friends, coaches, mentors, teachers, it all began to make sense to me. This is why I'm here. This is why God has me in this field of covering counterterrorism, of warning about the threats against Israel, against America. It hit me like a ton of bricks, Sid, in Jerusalem, in the eternal city, and that started my path to embracing our Lord and Savior, Yeshua, living for Yeshua, leaving all the consequences to Yeshua, and just walking with the Lord.
Well, you told me some very supernatural things that have occurred for you to have this new book. You told me about several situations where angels were involved, but I personally believe you were supernaturally helped to get these interviews. I mean, the heads of Islamic terror groups, why would they even let you interview them?
Sid, I'm asked that question all the time. And first of all, when you go into these situations, I always pray Psalm 91, God will give his angels charge over you. And even though tightest situations, Isaiah 54, no weapons formed against you will prosper. Why do they talk to me, Sid? I'm still trying to figure it out. Don't these guys have Google? Can't they Google my name and see what I'm all about? I think it's the Lord's hand, number one. I think number two, Sid, from my experience, these guys love to hear the sound of their own voice. They are very arrogant individuals. Number two, they want to get their message out. And number three, they see me, a Western journalist, and they automatically assume he's just another naive, liberal Western journalist. We can spin him like a top and use him to spout our propaganda to the world. But at the end of the day, the Lord is opening those doors for sure.
And for those that perhaps didn't hear Monday or Tuesday, I urge everyone to listen this entire week and get your brand new book and the two update CDs that we'll tell you about in a few minutes. But you state the Muslim Brotherhood was the first of the modern terrorists, and they literally spawned groups like Al-Qaeda, like Hamas. This is not a friend. And you also point out, and especially through these secret documents, which I want to find out more about, that just like Hitler wrote in Mein Kampf, exactly what his strategy was to do, and the world didn't pay any attention. We know the strategy of the Muslim Brotherhood, and you call it America's next great enemy. Tell us more of the strategy from these secret documents that you're aware of.
Sid, isn't it amazing? We actually have the enemy's plans in our possession. Our own government has these secret Muslim Brotherhood documents. This is the equivalent, as you said, of having the Nazi plans during World War II, of having Stalin's plans during the Cold War. We know their game plan. Sid, in 2004, right outside of Washington, D.C., the FBI conducted a raid. They raided the home of a leading Muslim Brotherhood operative just 10 minutes from the White House. In his home, they found box upon box of official Muslim Brotherhood documents written in Arabic. Now, when these documents were translated, they provided the Muslim Brotherhood's blueprint for America. And what that is, Sid, in the Brotherhood's own words, is, quote, to destroy Western civilization, America, from within. And in these documents, Sid, the Brotherhood names names. They have a list of all their friends and all the organizations who they are connected to in America. The end game is, again, destroy Western civilization from within, and they are very, very patient.
Give me, and by the way, that is such a key factor. We in America think of everything instant. But they're just goals oriented. They don't care how long it takes. But give me an idea of their strategy with, say, the mosques that are going up in America.
You know, Sid, it's no coincidence that since 2000, in a little over a decade, the number of mosques in America has doubled from 1,200 to over 2,200. And that's since 9/11, Sid. That is astounding, and that is not a coincidence. The reason I say that is because these secret Muslim Brotherhood documents that we're discussing, and again, Sid, our government has these documents in its possession. These documents call mosques or Islamic centers, which is a much more benign term.
It sounds they posture them as neighborhood centers like the YMCA.
Yeah. It's just like your local Y, Sid. Move along. Nothing to see here. Nothing to fear. They call mosques, does the Brotherhood, the axis of their movement, where battalions are supplied. They compare the mosque, the Islamic center, to a beehive, the center of activity. And Sid, I describe in the book, I've been in these Islamic enclaves throughout America, throughout Europe, and the mosque is always the centerpiece. You're seeing them now in America, in rural areas. People might not know that multi-million dollar mega mosques are being built in places like the Bible Belt near Nashville, Tennessee, in the heartland, Columbus, Ohio. It's not just the traditional gateway immigrant cities like New York, L.A. No, this strategy is to spread out across a wide geographical area from coast to coast. This is the Brotherhood strategy.
Okay, but what is going on in the mosque? This is just Muslims praying. That's what we think anyway.
Of course, and we've freedom of religion in this country, of course. And not every mosque is a terror hotbed, but enough mosques have been terror hotbeds, Sid, that we need to stand up and take notice at their rapid spread in this country. I document in the book several instances of mosques being used to plot terrorism. I also document how the Muslim Brotherhood controls many American mosques. Sid, I'll give you an example. The Boston bombers, who killed three people, wounded 264 more at the Boston Marathon, these two young men attended a Muslim Brotherhood-controlled mosque.
Okay, what you indicate is the Muslim Brotherhood's agenda from these secret documents is to turn out a new breed of domestically radicalized terrorists.
Yes. In the book, I call it Mosques, Enclaves, Victory. Basically, with the mosque, with the Islamic Center, if you build it, they will come. That's the Muslim Brotherhood's philosophy. They build the mosque, Sid, as a sort of beachhead. Oftentimes, I found in my investigations that they'll build the mosque in a non-Muslim area where there's a very small Muslim population. All of a sudden, more and more Muslims come to the area. They move in. They surround the mosque. Non-Muslims move out. After a while, all the stores in the area have Arabic on their signs. After a while, you have Friday prayers spilling out into the surrounding streets, the call to prayer wafting through the area five times a day. And there you have it.
That sounds, I'll tell you, I'd go to Israel a lot, and that is a very disturbing, disconcerting sound. I wouldn't like it in my neighborhood.
Could you imagine? But we see it in the Detroit, Michigan area in some places, for instance, Sid. In the heartland of America, we are seeing that.
Okay, let me ask you a question. How much do groups like the Muslim Brotherhood control our media?
Well, controlling the media, the American media, good question. We know they are regulars as guests in the American media, Sid. We know that these are the go-to guys for CNN, for the New York Times. These are the moderate American Muslim spokesmen. I can tell you that Al Jazeera, the infamous Al Jazeera network, which, by the way, has a growing operation right here in America, Al Jazeera, without a doubt, is flooded with Muslim Brotherhood sympathizers. As a matter of fact, Sid, in Egypt, the government there, the new military government, actually shut down Al Jazeera because it was so pro-Muslim Brotherhood. And isn't this great, Sid? Now Al Jazeera is coming to a TV set near you here in America.
I'll tell you, I just believe every Christian in America must read your brand new book, The Brotherhood, America's Next Great Enemy. You really believe that? You really believe the Brotherhood is America's next great enemy?
I do, Sid. I say that for a few reasons. Look, this group...
I'll tell you what. We'll hold that thought till tomorrow's broadcast, but I want you to get this book. Why? Because the Muslims have a strategy, the radical ones, and the others. I'm going to tell you something. When it's a sword or just follow your Quran, people are going to follow the Quran. They're opening businesses. They're controlling our education. They're controlling our news. They're building mosques all over the United States and the heartland. They're radicalizing American Muslims. Just the Boston Marathon bombers, they came out of this sort of situation. And then in addition to the book that reveals their strategy step by step, the two CDs updating because things are happening so quickly that we have to have these two CDs. And so the brand new book, The Brotherhood, we're making available for a gift of $40. Call or write today. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural!, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH. Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.